dan pada tahun 2021 kita melihat Kementerian MOSTI pada ketika itu mengumumkan penubuhan Meranti, iaitu merupakan satu bentuk gabungan antara Teknologi Park Malaysia TPM dan juga MAGIC pada ketika itu, dan juga Meranti pada ketika, tujuannya sudah pastilah untuk mengoperasikan dari segi pengkomersialan teknologi di negara ini, dan juga menjadi satu bentuk pembangkit kepada agenda inovasi negara ini bergerak ke hadapan, dan juga sudah memasuki tahun kedua penubuhannya pada ketika ini. Bagaimana untuk kita melihat bergerak ke hadapan untuk Meranti dan juga usaha inovasi kita di peringkat antarabangsa dan juga skala apa yang disasarkan? Saya berbesar hati kerana bersama saya pada ketika ini Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Meranti sendiri, Zul Era Abu Bakar. Zul, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You've headed Meranti for 2 years. I mean, before this is TPM, and then another 1 year is under Meranti.
That's right.
Share with us the achievements under your helm for the past 2 years.
Okay, so I got in 2021. So I was appointed from my tenure in MAGIC. So I came into MAGIC in 2019, and then there was this discussion about merging the two entities, MAGIC and TPM. So then I was appointed to TPM in April 2021. So that was my 2021 was my first year in TPM, and we worked on the merger of the two entities under this mandate called the Technology Commercialization Accelerator. So that was basically underpinning the merger of the two entities. So Meranti then was the new entity, or the merged co, the name of the merged co, which stands for the Malaysian Research Accelerator for Tech and Innovation.
Yes.
So it's a mouthful, tapi we wanted to sort of create a catchy sort of a name for the ecosystem to catch on. So it's Meranti Corp. Yeah. Mm. So it's Meranti Corp. So sekarang Meranti Corp. Is about a year now, because 2022 was technically our year one. We are now in year two. But in total, TPM's transformation has been over 2 years now.
Yeah. And of course, after in 2 years, what has been the biggest challenge for you, especially leading the TPM and also Meranti?
Okay, so I would say biggest challenge really is the structural integration of the two entities. You see, because when you talk about a merger, there are a number of things. You're looking at talent, you're looking at structure, you're looking at the entity in itself, the corporate structure. This is separate daripada mandate in itself, which is the Technology Commercialization Accelerator, which is meant to accelerate commercialization rate for the country. So that's the policy level or the policy driver for the merger in itself. But for the entity in itself, to create the entity, there were enormous challenges that we'd had to deal with in that sense. Simply put, Technology Park Malaysia ni is a 26-year-old entity. It was incorporated in 1996. MAGIC is a younger entity, in fact, quite young, relatively, 7 years only. So you're merging an entity which is 7 years old and 26 years old, which also reflects in the difference of the talent that has been hired by the two entities. So really, I think it was a culture integration issue, talent management issue, and also structure in itself, because both of the entities were built on different foundations. So like I said, year zero, the year of my entry, which was in 2021, I was just buried in documentations, you know, working out the structure, working with my team to work on the M&A process, because this was a corporate M&A for all intents and purposes. So I would think that our biggest achievement as far as the corporate structure is concerned is that today we have a clean structure. We have a structure whereby both entities operate harmoniously under one mandate, and we have the teams aligning to the new mandate, and we have used that to transform the park, essentially. Because at the end of the day, transformation, you want to make a transformation successful, you require a good team, a great structure, and a strong vision, which has been put in place in the last 2 years.
In terms of the culture, do you think have we achieved to the level that we want in terms of taking innovation into the way forward, in terms of innovation and also the culture?
So if you're looking at the culture within the organization, we have made great progress. Long way to go in that sense, because I think culture is one thing that needs to stand the test of time, which means you also need to innovate the way we look at culture.
Yeah.
So saya rasa in the last 2 years we have sort of broken many barriers. And that would set the tone in terms of how we approach the ecosystem in totality. Because Meranti's mandate is basically to catalyze the technology commercialization ecosystem to create more technology startups, to enable more local talents to realize their own potential, to say, look, we can create these technologies and we can make it global in that sense. And basically, in order to do that, you need the right culture. And the culture needs to start from the entity that is pushing this agenda.
Now let's talk about the mandate. Since you mentioned about that, I want to touch about the Global Innovation Index as well. Where are we? Where is Malaysia right now in terms of Global Innovation Index? And are we able to attain the target of the top 20 by 2030?
Personally, I think it's a very tall order. There's a lot to be done in order for us to achieve top 20. And if you look at the Global Innovation Index in itself, there are multiple aspects to actually achieving increase in your ranking. To this, I would say it is not just the task of one entity atau satu kementerian in that sense. So the entire country needs to come together to look at the drivers of the innovation index and see how we can actually work together to raising the ranking. We've put in place, and this I think I speak on behalf of the ministry as well, we've put in place many, many initiatives to look at the various levers. This includes infrastructure, funding, policy and various other things. Saya rasa last year, 2021, we dropped three ranks. So we have to catch up. We have to play the catch up game now, unfortunately.
But we are on the right track in terms of the all the
initiatives. I would think so.
All right. I want to talk about the key challenges because right now we'll talk about the ideas. We'll talk about the R&D. Some part of it quite easy, but commercialization. This is the challenge right now. Where are we in terms of commercialization and the R&D especially?
So at an entity level, we look at commercialization targets. Or achieving commercialization targets through our programs. So we have a particular program that we actually introduced, and this was introduced during Magic Near Time. It's called the National Technology and Innovation Sandbox. In fact, when it was introduced, it was actually at the thick of pandemic. Pada tahun 2020 actually, and the purpose of the program was to stimulate local R&D and as well as adoption of local technology to market. Now with that, we try and track commercialization. So melalui program tu, we have commercialized close to 20 technologies. And we have also deployed about 15 million ringgit in terms of commercializing these technologies. So that's how we track within the entity in itself. But as a country, this is where our mandate as a technology commercialization accelerator comes in. But again, I want to reiterate that it is not the role of one entity to look at this, right? So there are multiple aspects towards creating a higher commercialization activity in that sense. So more entities, more participation of private sector, more VCs need to come in and support our local technologies because funding is a key criteria for commercialization. Market acceptance is a key criteria for commercialization. To be able to test the product in a live environment is also a criteria for commercialization. So if we look at that all together, at the moment, Malaysia's commercialization rate isn't all that high. Setahu saya rasa we are just below 10%. In fact, we need to look at a more cohesive manner or a structured way of tracking commercialization rate. So that's one thing that we are working with our stakeholders dan juga kementerian sekarang ni lah. Because if we look at our neighbouring countries, Korea, Singapore, or even APEC in general, their commercialization rates are way higher. You know, in some countries, they even touch 50%. So yeah.
How do we close these gaps? I know this isn't about overnight. work, yeah. But it takes a lot of time. Yeah. But there must be a lot of things that we can learn from other countries, especially in this region,
yeah.
that we can emulate in that sense under Meranti or under any other agencies. What effort, you know, by Meranti that we can propel further to close these gaps?
Okay. Again, every country has its own unique challenges when it comes to dealing with the sort of technology or innovation ecosystem in that sense. And every country has got, I would say, a different starting point. In terms of awareness of the public, in terms of awareness of the market, education level, etc. In that sense, I think Malaysia, we have a lot of effort that is directed towards science and tech. In fact, even in our universities, we work very closely with our research universities today in Malaysia to try and create a lot more activities around commercialising our local technologies. But I think to your question around closing the gap, I feel that it is important for more private money to go into the ecosystem. It is very important for government to, of course, support at the early stages of the R&D.
Yeah,
because there are certain... So when we look at, maybe just to put this into context, when you look at technology commercialization, you can segment the process into several stages. Usually in the early stages of research is probably where you would deal with the highest amount of risk, uncertainty, and you do not know whether the research would basically translate into a proper product. So in that sense, maybe in certain strategic areas, we encourage government to support fully at times. Tapi when you reach a stage of market acceptance or even pre-market acceptance, when there is an indication of market acceptance, we encourage our local technologists or local founders to work with international companies and as well as private capital, because that is where you would be able to grow your businesses. But it works both ways. But I also believe that government should attract more private capital into the country, into an ecosystem. So this is where we, as a government entity, we try and work with a lot more private entities. And this is local as well as internationally. So kita nak create that interest of the private sector to look at local technologies.
Okay. Yeah. For Meranti as well, you have the prioritized tech areas.
Yes.
I remember the drone site, the 54?
Area 57.
Area 57. Yeah. Let's talk about the achievements for the prioritized tech areas in Meranti, basically. Yeah. Where are we right now?
So we have a couple of areas. One, as you rightly mentioned, we have Area 57. Now, Area 57 is in line with our Malaysian Drone Tech Action Plan. Yeah. So the Malaysian Drone Tech Action Plan was actually designed by Meranti. In fact, we are the lead agency where we look at how drone technology can enable the economy. So we look at drone technology as a horizontal that can be used across multiple industries. So in that study, we actually have anticipated for it to create 100,000 jobs by 2030 and also contribute to the economy in terms of GDP uplift. We're looking at about 50 billion, plus minus by year 2030. Now, in order to do that, we would require a live testing environment, which is what we created at the park in itself. It's called Area 57. It's basically 5 acres of land, which has been dedicated for purposes of testing and commercializing drone technology.
All right, so last but not least, what's next for Meranti and in terms of partnership also for Meranti moving forward?
Okay, so, well, I say this a lot. I think the foundation has been laid out, and I believe that we have laid a strong foundation for Meranti. We've transformed the park. We've lifted the image of the park. We have seen entry of new partners, and I think we are in a position to say that we have interests of close to R1 billion right now in terms of investing into the park. And this includes land-based tenants and tenancies. So the activity excitement is already there. So next phase for Meranti is really just to see through the growth. We've planned it out. The next stage would be actually to leverage on all of these partnerships to see what's next, to execute on our growth plan that has been set in place.
All right.
Yeah.
Zul, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Zul Era Abu Bakar, the Chief Executive Officer of Meranti. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.